This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we feature Week 7, the final concert of the Winona Municipal Band's Summer 2012 season, under the direction of Myron Haug. Tonight's selections include Parade of the Tall Ships by Jay Chataway, The Klaxon from Henry Fillmore, A Highland Rhapsody from Jan van der Roost, The Crown Imperial from Sir William Walton, The Purple Pageant by Carl King, The Escapade for Trombone by Dr. Frank Bencresciuto from the University of Minnesota, and The Sound Off March by none other than Winona's Dr. Richard Lindner.
Thank you and good evening. Welcome to the final concert for the season for the Winona Municipal Band. Thank you all for being here. I know it's hard to believe it's Wednesday and it's not above 90 degrees. It's just great, so great to see you all. I'm so glad the weather's cooperated for tonight. We're going to open this evening with a piece from Britain. I know, we're all kind of in Olympic withdrawal, so I thought I'd give you one more shot. Actually, this was written for the coronation of King George VI in 1937, and most recently, it was used as the recessional music for the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. By Sir William Walton, here is The Crown Imperial. Thank you. We would next like to play for you a march, a more traditional type of march, by Carl King, written in 1933. Here is The Purple Pageant. Our next selection was written in 1976 for the Bicentennial. As part of the big celebration that year, there was a pageantry parade on sea of all of the tall ships, the tall masted ships from hundreds of years ago. Absolutely breathtaking. Those of us that were around, and some of us had to watch it on TV, I'm sure some of you were there in person, it was really quite impressive. For that occasion, Jay Chataway composed the following piece. It is entitled Parade of the Tall Ships. Thank you. A lot of us really embrace marches. And unfortunately for some of us really don't care a whole lot about them. Because the way our band parts are written, they're not the most exciting things, usually, in the world to get to play. One section being the tubas. I, being a tuba player, I'm very much aware of this. All we ever get to do, normally, is play one, two, one, two. We do the downbeats. Well, the people who have it even worse than us are the French horn players. Because while we're doing the downbeats, they have to do the offbeats. And forever. Forever. Well, not always. Not always. If you notice at the end of some of our concerts, this one section in particular always yells out for one particular song to be played. Because for once, they actually get the melody. I know it's kind of rare, but it does happen. Here is, by Henry Fillmore, the wonderful march, The Klaxon. Jan van der Roost is a Belgian-born composer born in 1956. He is still alive. And we would like to play for you now what is entitled A Highland Rhapsody. Thank you. For years, Frank Ben Cresciuto was an institution at the University of Minnesota. He wrote many pieces for the bands up there, including for the marching band. And that's what the origin of our next selection. This does feature our amazing trombone section. This is entitled, yes, give it up. Here is the Escapade for trombones. We do have a few selections left, but this being the last concert for the season, I do have some acknowledgments that I need to make. First of all, I want to thank all of you, not just for being here tonight, but I know some of you tried and true, no matter what, you're here every week. Thank you so much. And if you're not here in person, you're either listening on the radio at home or you're watching on TV. And therefore, we want to thank HBC. We want to thank Winona Radio as well. We'd also like to thank the Daily News and the Winona Post for publishing what we do here every week. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. I'd like to thank the city of Winona, and in particular, the Park and Rec Department. They are the ones who sponsor this for you. This is a real treat. In particular, the director of the Park and Rec, Maynard Johnson, and his secretary, who works tirelessly, Kelly Barch. Thank you so much to all of them. Every week, we are very fortunate to have representatives from Merchants Bank here who donate water. And this summer, it really has been a blessing to have you, and we just want to say thank you for all of that. In amongst the band, you have to realize, those of you who show up at 5 to 8, or those of you who get here, you know, or listen in, this doesn't miraculously just happen. There are some students, there are some young people here, they're in college, that take care of all the setup for us. And in particular, our sound, this thing, which makes you have to listen to me, is run by Hans Hoikeshoven. Our secretary, who takes care of all the ins and outs of who's here, who's not, who knew, where do we need subs, Sue Gilman in our clarinet section. And the young man who just breathed a sigh of relief for all of you, he shows up at 4:30 every Wednesday night and begins the tireless task of setting up. And then when we all go home, he's still here tearing everything down. We could not do any of this without Andrew Van Cleve. One of the things we are most proud of, for those of you who don't know, this is the oldest municipal band west of the Mississippi. This ends our 97th season. Thanks to you. As well as the tireless devotion and dedication of these wonderful people behind me. I'd be nothing. They're phenomenal. Also the subs who show up when these guys need a vacation, they need a break. We have subs who are more than willing to come in and step up and play just because it is such a great experience. And because our young people especially, they get to learn from some of the real veterans, the real experienced players who have done it. Tonight, we are bidding adieu to a gentleman who has been with this band for 30 years. He is a Luther College graduate. He began teaching in Turkey Valley, Iowa. He then moved at some point in his career. He moved up to Lewiston, and he was the band director up there he became an institution. When he retired from that position, we were fortunate enough to snag him at the Winona Senior High School, and we got the chance to work with him for a year as well. This is very difficult anytime you have to say goodbye to someone, but we wish Gene nothing but the best, and we just want to say thank you for 30 years. Every Wednesday is here. Please, please give a warm greeting to Mr. Gene Olsted.
There's another feature for many years that Gene Olsted has participated in, which is part of the structure of Wednesdays for these 10 weeks. And that's when we, two trumpet players and two clarinet players, actually get together and play together golf. So we have had the experience of playing golf with Mr. Olsted, my wife and I, and John Mundy for many, many years. And we are very grateful that he can come to the golf course when he's not babysitting. That's what happens when you retire and you have a grandkid. I just want to say he's been a wonderful trumpet player. And, you know, there are jokes about musicians, right? Okay. Why does a clarinet player put his horn up in the dashboard so he can park in the handicap spots? You know, like that. There's one about the trumpet player is, what's the difference between a seamstress and a trumpet player? Well, a seamstress tucks up frills. But that really doesn't apply to Gene. That's all, you know, I want you to know, he's a wonderful player, and anytime you might hear that joke, it is not about Mr. Olstad. Thank you. All right, time for us to play a couple more songs for you. First of all, it's time for a little Sousa. The march that we are going to play for you now, this edition actually is written by our very dear friend, Dr. Richard Lindner. We'd like to thank him for this. This is the Sound Off March. Close this evening with music by John Williams. Sorry, this has nothing to do with Star Wars, believe it or not. This is actually music from Harry Potter, as well as the movie AI, Artificial Intelligence, and The Patriot. This is a medley entitled John Williams Soundtrack Highlights. Thank you.
Again, thank you all for being here, for being such a tremendous audience. Good luck to all of our students who are going off to college and your future endeavors. Best of luck to you. We will see you next summer, 2013. Have a great evening. Please drive safely. Remember to buckle up.
A big thank you goes to director Myron Hogg and all the members of the Winona Municipal Band for providing us with entertainment throughout the summer. Thanks for a wonderful season. You've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.